Let's take a hard look at your organization's IT budget right now. And by you, I mean, the business you run, the association you manage, or maybe just a growing team you lead. Are you paying an absolute premium for expensive proprietary email services?
Right, because usually a team starts out with those big vendor tools, like Microsoft 365 or Google Workspace, mainly because it feels safe.
Yeah, exactly. It's the default. But then you scale, and suddenly those monthly per user costs become this massive line item on your balance sheet.
It's a classic trap, really, and the financial drain is, well, it's only half the story. The much larger issue, the one that honestly keeps compliance officers awake at night, is data sovereignty.
Oh, absolutely.
Because when your entire organization's communication is just floating around in some global tech giant's server farm, you often have absolutely no idea whose jurisdiction your data falls under on any given day.
Which brings us directly to the supporter of today's deep dive, SafeServer. Because we're talking about email retention, archiving sensitive financial records, maintaining audit trails, and, actually adhering to strict data protection laws.
Yeah, and for all of that, you need absolute control over where your data physically lives.
Exactly. And SafeServer helps organizations find and implement the right open source solutions to replace those expensive vendor tools. I mean, they bring massive cost differences while maintaining, and frankly, usually improving your compliance.
Right.
They provide everything from the initial consulting to figure out your architecture, right through to operating the solution on highly secure servers located strictly within the EU. So if you're ready to take back control of your infrastructure, direct your browser to www.safeserver.de.
You know, that idea of taking back control, of knowing exactly where the digital walls of your business are built, it's the perfect foundation for what we are exploring today.
It really is. So we're diving into a stack of sources today. We've got the official documentation, the main website, and the GitHub repository for an open source project called Motoboa.
Yes.
And our mission here is to figure out how this specific software provides, well, an incredibly easy entry point into hosting your own secure private email server. It's essentially promising to take the absolute beginner and give them total independence.
To really appreciate the mechanics of what Motoboa is doing, we have to recognize the very broken landscape of email hosting right now. Historically, anyone trying to set up an email address has been forced into one of three pretty terrible compromises.
Oh, yeah. The first one is what I always call the telecom trap. You go to an internet service provider, an infrastructure company, like Orange, Vodafone, OVH, Gandhi, those legacy setups.
Right, and the problem there is artificial limitation. You might be paying an annual fee, but the provider puts strict taps on
Oh,
everything.
totally.
They tell you exactly how many custom domains you're allowed to have, they severely limit your mailbox sizes, and your customization options are, well, almost non-existent. You are conforming to their infrastructure.
Not the other way around, yeah. So people get frustrated and run to the second option, which is the data farm, the consumer default. Gmail, Yahoo, Live. It feels free because you
Yeah.
aren't like swiping a credit card.
Right. But we all know the reality of that transaction by now.
We do.
The currency is your privacy. I mean, the service is quote unquote free because your communications, your receipts, travel plans, private conversations, they're all heavily analyzed. They feed targeted advertising algorithms. You are the product.
Which leaves the third option, the one that historically makes anyone without a computer science degree run away screaming, which is building a DIY email server.
Oh, yes, the DIY route.
Because if you want to avoid the telecom traps and the data farms, you build it yourself. But, to put this in perspective, setting up a traditional DIY email server is not like assembling IKEA furniture.
No, not at all. It is like having to mine the iron ore, forge the metal, and build a car engine from scratch just because you want to drive to the grocery store. I mean,
Yeah.
you're dealing with endless command lines, editing dozens of obscure text files.
Configuring firewalls, managing ports, yeah.
Yeah.
And the margin for error is essentially zero.
Sure.
If you miss a single comma in a configuration file, the mail transfer agent crashes and your business just stops receiving email entirely. Silently, usually.
Oh, yeah.
So the barrier to entry has required immense, highly specialized technical knowledge, and that friction is the entire reason Motoboa was created. Looking at their documentation, their core value proposition is freeing you from dependence on major providers without requiring you to become a systems administrator.
Okay, let me stop you there, though, because I have to push back on the word easy. In the open source community, sometimes a developer says a tool is easy to install, and what they actually mean is it only took me 3 days to compile the code instead of a week.
Fair point. Very
Yeah.
fair point. So does Modowa actually solve the engine building problem, or is it just like a slightly better manual?
The skepticism is completely warranted, but the sources are actually emphatic on this point. Modobo handles roughly 95% of the setup work through a dedicated official installer script.
Really? 95%?
Yeah. You run this installer on a fresh server, and it generates a fully functioning mailbox and a secure environment in less than 10 minutes.
10 minutes. I mean, I've spent more time than that just trying to find the password reset button in Microsoft's admin portal.
Right. It is remarkably fast. The only significant task left for the user is configuring their DNS. You know, you still have to go to whoever registered your domain name and point the MX records to your new server.
Okay, that makes sense.
But the internal system configuration, all those incredibly fragile moving parts that used to require hand coding, they're completely automated.
Wow. So if you're a listener who's actually considering trying this out for your team, you have to be wondering what is happening during those 10 minutes. I mean, it isn't magic. How does Modoboa actually glue all of this together so quickly without breaking the internet?
The architecture is actually a brilliant exercise in delegation. Modoboa itself is written in Python 3. And for its user interface and backend logic, it uses two highly respected web frameworks, which are Django and Vue.
Which is really important to highlight for a non-developer, I think. Because it uses Django and Vue, it actually feels and behaves like a modern web application.
Exactly.
Because usually when someone says open source mail server, I picture like a clunky gray interface from 1998 that requires a manual just to navigate.
That's a great point. It brings modern web standards to backend infrastructure. But the most crucial thing to understand about Modoboa's architecture is that it doesn't actually route the emails itself.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, it acts as a central nervous system for other battle-tested open-source software. Primarily, it integrates Postfix and Dovecot.
Okay, let's translate those for the beginner.
Right, so Postfix is a mail transfer agent. Its entire job is moving mail across the internet, routing it from server A to server B. Dovecot, on the other hand, is an IMPOP3 server.
Okay, so that's the storage side.
Exactly. It handles the local storage and allows the email app on your smartphone to actually log in, read the messages, and sync your folders. Both of these tools are legendary in the IT world. I mean, they run a massive percentage of the world's email.
But traditionally, getting them to talk to each other securely is a nightmare.
Oh, a total nightmare.
So Modoboa is basically the ultimate project manager. It brings the absolute best tools into the room, tools that normally refuse to speak the same language, and forces them to collaborate.
But how does it actually do that? Like, how does it stop them from crashing?
It changes how they store their instructions. Instead of Postfix looking at its own confusing text file, and Dovecot looking at a completely different, equally confusing text file.
Right.
Modoboa points them both to a single unified SQL database. It supports MySQL, PostgreSQL, or SQLite. Oh, that makes perfect sense. Because in a traditional setup, if I add a new employee, I have to go into a Linux text file and type their name, and if I mess up the syntax, the server breaks.
Exactly.
But with a SQL database, the Modoboa web interface just takes my input, validates it, and updates a clean relational table.
Precisely. It creates a single source of truth for the entire server. And Modoboa was built with modularity in mind. The documentation explicitly notes that all of the current features in the platform are technically just extensions.
Really? So the core is just the manager?
Yes. The core system is incredibly lean. By synthesizing these complex, disparate tools around one unified SQL database, they basically remove all the mechanical friction of self-hosting.
Okay. Knowing the back-end architecture is elegant is great for the IT person. But let's look at this from the perspective of the day-to-day user. I mean, a server could have the most beautifully designed database in the world, but if the sales team or the HR department finds it too confusing to actually read their messages, the adoption is going to fail instantly.
User experience dictates the success of any infrastructure change. If it feels like a downgrade from Gmail or Outlook, your team will rebel.
Yeah, so if you are sitting there worried that moving your company to a self-hosted solution means your employees are going to be staring at a matrix-style black terminal screen just to check their inbox, you can relax. Based on the documentation, Modoboa's web user interface provides the exact same suite of functionalities as a commercial host.
The end user feature list really covers all the modern requirements. It includes full webmail, so your team can access their inboxes from any standard browser without needing desktop software.
Nice.
It has fully integrated calendars and address books for scheduling and contact management. And it features per-user sieve filters.
Okay, I want to break down sieve filters for a second.
Yeah.
Sieve is a scripting language specifically for filtering email. So I'm imagining like sifting flour, separating the good stuff from the clumps, which is essentially what this does, right?
That's a very functional way to look at it, yeah. Instead of just basic rules, Sieve allows for highly complex automated workflows. For example, you can tell the server if an email arrives from this specific vendor and it contains an attachment, automatically move it to the invoices folder and mark it as read.
Oh, wow. And because these filters are applied server-side and managed per user, everyone on your team can create their own custom organization system that works regardless of whether they check their mail on their phone or their laptop.
Exactly. And it handles the standard out-of-office auto replies as well.
So the day-to-day employee is happy. But the administrative perks are where I think the value proposition completely separates itself from the big tech vendors. The admin dashboard allows for the creation of an unlimited number of domains, mailboxes, and aliases.
That word unlimited changes the entire financial model of an organization's IT.
It does, though I do want to temper that slightly, because, you know, unlimited doesn't mean free forever.
Yeah.
You still have to pay for the physical hard drive space on your server. If you have 10,000 employees sending massive video files, your server costs are going to go up.
Oh, absolutely. That is a critical distinction. Your storage and bandwidth costs will scale. However, the software licensing costs do not.
Great.
If you are using Microsoft or Google every single time you hire a new intern or bring on a temporary contractor, your monthly bill increases by a fixed per-user amount, regardless of how much storage they actually use.
Yeah, that per-user fee is brutal.
It is. But with Motoboa, the software doesn't care if you have 5 users or 5,000. You can host email for multiple different business units, all from the same dashboard, without paying a dime in per-user software fees.
That's huge. It also includes visual graphical statistics about your email traffic, so the admin can monitor server health without digging through raw logs.
Which is a huge time saver.
Yeah, and it features built-in migration tools,
right,
which is great if you're trying to pull historical data out of your old provider.
Oh, and it mentions an Amavis front end. What exactly is Amavis doing in this stack?
Right, so Amavis sits between your mail transfer agent and your security scanners. It's essentially the interface that manages your antivirus and your spam scanning.
Oh, gotcha.
So when an email arrives, Amavis intercepts it, hands it over to tools like Spam Assassin or ClamOV to check for malicious attachments or spam signatures, and then it decides whether to deliver it, quarantine it, or reject it entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Motoboa gives you a clean web interface to manage those quarantine settings.
Which naturally brings us to the most common anxiety surrounding self-hosting. This is honestly the single biggest fear I hear from business owners considering this leap. They say, if I run my own server, won't all my outgoing emails just get dumped straight into my client's spam folders? Or worse, won't my server just get hacked by a botnet?
It's a valid fear. The internet is undeniably hostile. If you put a server online today, automated scripts will start trying to break into it within minutes.
Security and reputation management are non-negotiable, and this is where Motoboa's automated configuration proves its worth. Let's look at the data pipeline, starting with transit security.
Okay, so when my email leaves the server, it isn't just like flying across the public internet in plain text for anyone to intercept, right?
Absolutely not. Communications are encrypted by default using the TLS protocol. And to facilitate this, Motoboa automatically provisions valid security certificates from Let's Encrypt,
which is a fantastic nonprofit certificate authority.
Yeah.
In the old days, you had to pay hundreds of dollars a year just to get a basic SSL certificate to encrypt your traffic. Let's Encrypt made it free and automated, meaning your server's connection to the outside world is mathematically secure without an ongoing subscription.
Exactly. The encryption protects the contents of the email, but it doesn't solve the identity problem.
Right.
It doesn't prove to Google or Microsoft that your server is actually authorized to send mail for your business and not just some spammer spoofing your domain name.
Yes. This is the alphabet soup of email protocols, SPF, DKIM, and DMRC. Motoboa configures these automatically, but we should probably explain how these mechanisms actually protect a business's reputation.
They act as a multi-layered verification system. So SPSF, or Sender Policy Framework, operates like a highly secure public guest list. You publish a record in your DNS that explicitly lists the IP addresses of the servers allowed to send mail on behalf of your domain.
So if a scammer in another country tries to send a phishing email, pretending to be my CEO,
the receiving server checks the SPF guest list, sees the scammer's IP address isn't on it, and immediately rejects the message.
That's brilliant.
It is, but SPF only checks the origin. That is why Motoboa also implements DKIM, or Domain Keys Identified Mail. DKIM is a cryptographic signature. Think of it as a complex digital wax seal placed on every single email before it leaves your server.
Okay, and because it relies on public and private cryptographic keys, the receiving server can verify that the wax seal hasn't been broken. It guarantees that the contents of the email weren't intercepted and altered while in transit.
Exactly, which leaves DMRs as the final layer. DMR serves as the policy manual for the receiving server's bouncer.
Ah, I like that analogy.
Yeah, it tells them exactly how to handle an email that fails the SPF or DKIM checks. Like, do you want them to reject it entirely? Do you want them to flag it as suspicious? By automating the setup of all three protocols, Motoboa ensures you establish a flawless sender reputation from day one.
That is so important. The documentation also highlights DNSBL checks. DNS blacklists.
Yes. A DNSBL is a global database of IP addresses that have been flagged for sending spam. Even with perfect configuration, you know, if a user on your server gets their password compromised and a bot starts sending spam, your server's IP could end up on one of these lists. Motoboa actively monitors these databases.
So it serves as an early warning system. If your server accidentally gets flagged, you know immediately, allowing you to plug the security hole and request removal from the blacklist before your legitimate business emails start bouncing.
Right, which is a massive relief for an administrator.
Definitely. But let's talk about the long-term viability of the software itself. If an organization is going to trust their entire communications infrastructure to Motoboa, they need absolute certainty that the project won't just disappear next year.
True. Trust in open source software is usually measured by scale and community engagement. And the metrics for Motoboa are highly reassuring. According to their GitHub repository, the software currently manages over 800,000 mailboxes globally.
800,000. Wow, that firmly moves it out of the realm of a weekend hobby project and into enterprise-grade infrastructure.
It really does. It also holds 3,400 stars on GitHub, and maybe more importantly, it has been forked 453 times.
Let's explain why a fork matters to a business owner. A fork means other developers have literally copied the source code to experiment with it or build their own versions.
Right.
For a business, this is the ultimate insurance policy. If the original creator of Motoboa decided to walk away tomorrow, the code still exists. Those 453 forks mean the community has the power to pick up the project and keep updating it. You're never left with dead, unpatchable software.
Furthermore, it operates under the ISC license. This is a very permissive, free software license. It means businesses can use, modify, and integrate the software commercially without fear of suddenly being hit with licensing fees or legal restrictions down the road.
That's great.
They also maintain an active community on Discord for troubleshooting and use GitHub transparently for bug reporting.
Okay, I do want to play devil's advocate for a moment, though.
Go for it.
If I am the CEO of a mid-sized company and I authorize moving our email to Motoboa, it might run flawlessly for a year. But what happens if something deeply complex breaks on a Tuesday morning and my internal IT guy is on vacation? I cannot tell my shareholders that I posted in a Discord chat room and I'm just waiting for a volunteer to help get our email back online.
And that is the exact gap the core development team recognized and closed. Because the software itself is free to use, the team behind Motoboa sustains the project financially by offering professional paid services.
Wait, really? So you can bypass the community forums and hire the literal architects of the software?
Yes, exactly. And their pricing model is completely transparent and, frankly, incredibly reasonable compared to traditional enterprise IT support contracts.
Okay, what are we talking about here?
Well, if your team doesn't want to handle the initial deployment, or, you know, you need them to execute a major version upgrade, those services start from 150 euros.
That's nothing for a business.
Right. And if you have an existing installation that develops a highly specific routing issue that your internal team just can't untangle, targeted assistance starts from 120 euros.
What if a company wants total peace of mind, though? Like, they don't want to pay per incident.
They offer comprehensive one-year maintenance plans. You can effectively outsource the operational stress while legally maintaining your data sovereignty.
That completely changes the risk calculus for a business. It's the best of both worlds. The software is free to download, free to use, and scales indefinitely without licensing penalties. But when a crisis hits, you have a direct line to a professional rescue team. It removes the final barrier to entry.
It really does. It forces us to reconsider the assumptions we've made about technology over the last decade. Mutabosa proves that reclaiming digital independence isn't an insurmountable technical mountain anymore. An automated installer handles it in 10 minutes.
It makes you wonder. Now that we see the tools to build our own secure digital houses are sitting right in front of us for free, what else are we overpaying for?
That's a great question.
Right. What other critical cloud services have we just passively surrendered to tech giants simply because we falsely assumed the DIY alternative was too complicated?
It's a question every organization needs to audit internally.
Absolutely. As you think about that audit, I want to bring us back to how you actually execute that transition, which brings us back to SafeServer. We spent this deep dive unpacking how an open-source solution like MotoBOA gives an organization absolute uncompromised control over their data. We've seen how it eliminates those crushing monthly per-user fees that tech giants charge simply for the privilege of accessing your own emails.
The long-term cost savings for an association, a growing business, or really any group managing sensitive communications are substantial. And the compliance benefits of having physical certainty over your data storage are undeniable.
But you do not have to architect that transition alone. SafeServer can be commissioned for specialized, tailored consulting. Whether the right fit for your specific operational needs is MotoBOA or perhaps a different open-source alternative, they have the technical expertise to help you figure it out.
Yeah, that guidance is invaluable.
More importantly, they will operate that solution for you on highly secure servers located right here in the EU. To start building a more independent, financially sustainable digital infrastructure for your team, visit www.safeserver.de. We started today talking about how easily we hand over the master keys to our digital lives to massive corporations. It turns out getting those keys back doesn't require a computer science degree. It just takes a 10-minute installation. You just have to decide that your privacy and your budget are worth reclaiming.